2001. In his village in Malawi, 14-year-old William Kamkwamba built a windmill from some old junk parts so he could read his books at night. And that one windmill turned into more than just a light to read by. It provided more power, in more ways than one, to his family and his entire village. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins, and you can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Growing up in Malawi, William Kamkwamba is ambitious. Despite living in impoverished conditions and not being able to afford to even go to school, he's accepted the fact he'll probably end up working the maize and tobacco fields like his father. But then droughts and severe famine hit, and now he's not even sure he'll survive the year. In 2001, he's going to the library on his own and finds textbooks about electricity. He spots a section with diagrams about windmills. He thinks a windmill could solve a lot of problems for his family. He starts small. He first wants one windmill to provide enough electricity to power a single light bulb in his bedroom so he can read at night. In his autobiography, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, William states, "With a windmill, I could stay awake at night reading instead of going to bed at 7 with the rest of Malawi." He will soon find out that a single windmill will do far more than give him a later bedtime. He will be able to free his family from depending on kerosene for power, and be able to pump more water to nourish more crops. William later says, "With a windmill, we'd finally release ourselves from the troubles of darkness and hunger. A windmill meant more than just power, it was freedom." Young William starts scouring the village for junk parts. The locals start to think that maybe he's gone crazy, just digging around in the garbage. I'm guessing if he told them he was digging through the garbage to find parts to build a windmill, they would have thought he had for sure lost his mind. He builds the blades from old tractor parts, both plastic and metal. Doesn't have the proper washers to use with his nuts and bolts, so he fashions his own washers from old beer bottle caps. The power of human ingenuity. He attaches the blades to a bicycle axle, which is still connected to the bicycle wheel with the bike chain. The wind blows and spins the new blades he's built, which moves the bike chain and then spins that bike wheel. The spinning bike wheel cranks and continually charges a small generator that sends electricity to his house. It works. His garbage parts bottle cap windmill actually works. The generator delivers enough power for a small 12-volt battery, enough for his small bedroom lamp. And more importantly, it inspires him to build more windmills. William's additional windmills generate more electricity for his family's home, pump more water from the wells, extend their harvest season, and allow them to grow a wider variety of crops. This leads to less struggle, more prosperity, and it inspires others around him to follow his example. More windmills are built, and more villagers are able to stop using comparatively expensive kerosene, which also produces toxic fumes. The local water is now much cleaner and safer to drink and use. In 2006, an education official hears about the windmills and helps William get into school. In 2007, William spoke at the TED Global Conference in Tanzania and got a standing ovation. Today, William is still helping to build more windmills. He wants not just his village, but the entire continent of Africa to embrace the power of nature to fuel economic growth in an environmentally responsible way. William says, "The problem we have is electricity and water problems. I want to be tackling all of them at once." William's story is a good reminder of how much one person can accomplish if they set their mind to it. Where there's a will, and maybe a little bit of wind as well, there's a way. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on William Kamkwamba, check out his autobiography, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. And we found the coverage by Wired Magazine incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness on Monday. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.